Section 3. Avoiding collisions. A safe and responsible rider significantly reduces the risk of being injured in an accident by riding defensively. As a rider, you cannot be certain that motor vehicle drivers will be aware of your presence. Riding defensively incorporates rider preparation, communication, and caution. To lessen your chances of being in an accident, be visible, wear proper clothing, always use your headlight, and ride in the best lane position. Communicate your intentions, use the proper signals, brake light, and lane position. Maintain an adequate space cushion, following, being followed, lane sharing, passing, and being passed. Scan 10 to 15 seconds ahead of your path of travel. Identify potential hazards or conflicts and consider your escape options before they develop. Be prepared to act. Remain alert and know how to carry out proper accident avoidance skills. Be visible. In crashes involving motorcycles, motor vehicle drivers often cite the lack of rider visibility as the leading cause of the accident, both from ahead and from behind. A motorcycle's outline is much smaller than that of other motor vehicles. Therefore, even if a motor vehicle driver recognizes your presence, you are not necessarily safe. Often it is easy for motor vehicle drivers to mistake a rider's distance and speed because smaller vehicles appear farther away and seem to be traveling slower than they actually are. A rider can take several measures to help motor vehicle drivers recognize their presence on the road. Clothing. Most accidents involving motorcycles occur during the daylight hours. The use of brightly colored clothing and reflective tape on motorcycle helmets and equipment helps make riders more noticeable. Selecting bright orange, red, yellow, and green jackets or vests will increase rider visibility. Should you choose to not wear any brightly colored clothing, consider a reflective vest which will alert drivers of your presence. Headlight. The best way to alert motor vehicle drivers of your presence on a motorcycle is to keep the headlight on at all times. Research shows that during daylight hours, a motorcycle with its headlights on becomes twice as noticeable to oncoming drivers. Riders should consider using their motorcycle's high beam lights during daylight hours for added visibility. Brake light. A motorcycle's brake light is usually not as noticeable as the brake lights on an automobile, particularly if the motorcycle's tail light is on. Flashing your brake lights before slowing or stopping will help alert fellow drivers of your intentions. It is especially important to flash your brake lights if being followed too closely, tailgated. Often a tailgater is focused solely on your motorcycle and may be unaware of a road hazard ahead. Use caution at locations where a motor vehicle driver might not expect a rider to turn, slow, or stop. Communicating your intentions. The signals used by a motorcycle rider are similar to those used by a motor vehicle operator. Signals are important as they communicate to others traveling on the road what your intentions are. Coupled with a rider's added vulnerability, signals take on even greater significance. Riders should also be familiar with hand signals and routinely incorporate both manual and electronic signals as part of their riding strategy. Turn signals. Turn signals perform two essential functions. 1. Turn signals alert fellow drivers of what your intentions are. It is recommended that a rider always use turn signals when changing lanes, even when a vehicle may not be present. 2. Turn signals help make a motorcycle rider more visible. A driver traveling behind you is more likely to see a turn signal than a taillight. It is good practice to use turn signals, even when planning to do the obvious, for it allows drivers to react accordingly. Failing to cancel your turn signal can be as problematic as not activating it. A turn signal left blinking is dangerous and may cause a driver anticipating a turn to enter your path of travel. Check your instrument panel to determine whether your turn signal has been properly canceled. Horn. A motorcycle horn is helpful in getting the attention of another motor vehicle operator or pedestrian. Motorcycle riders should be prepared to use their horn in the event of an emergency. Horn use is also recommended when the ability to safely pass a motor vehicle entering your lane of travel is in question. A motorcycle rider should be ready to stop or swerve from danger in the following situations. A driver in the adjacent lane is quickly approaching another vehicle and may attempt to overtake or pass the rider. A driver opening the door of a parked motor vehicle threatens rider safety. A pedestrian walking or bicyclist riding in the street. Position. Size can work to the advantage of the motorcycle rider. Unlike motor vehicle operators who have few options as to the position of their vehicle within a lane of travel, motorcycle riders can properly position the cycle to heighten visibility. Each marked traffic lane gives a motorcycle rider three distinct paths of travel, as illustrated in the image to the right. To maximize the chances of being seen, a motorcycle rider should avoid traveling in another vehicle's blind spot. When passing a motor vehicle, get through the driver's blind spot as quickly as possible. Make the determination early whether to pass the motor vehicle or to drop back. Approach the motor vehicle with caution, and once alongside, speed up and pass quickly. Take a position that enables a motor vehicle traveling ahead the opportunity to spot you with the use of vehicle mirrors. Use a combination of lane positioning and vehicle lighting to assist fellow motorists in recognizing your motorcycle. When parking a motorcycle, position or angle the motorcycle so that drivers can be aware of its presence. Efforts to enhance motorcycle visibility will reduce the risk of being unnecessarily struck or injured by a motorist unaware of your presence. Looking for trouble. Despite the many precautions a motorcycle rider can take, there is no guarantee that a motorist will see you. A safe and responsible rider is always looking for trouble to avoid. This defensive riding strategy helps to reduce the probability of being seriously injured or killed in an accident. SPIDER is an acronym for the process detailing how a rider accomplishes creating this safe riding environment. Let us examine the process. Scan, monitor and aggressively search for potential hazards while riding. Maintain an adequate space cushion between vehicles to enhance rider safety. Anticipate and formulate a strategy for escaping a hazardous situation. Predict. The distance, speed, and direction of a hazard significantly impacts the overall strategy employed by the rider. It is important for the rider to anticipate and consider the effect a hazard may have on fellow motorists. Recognizing and estimating the consequences of your actions are steps a safe and responsible rider takes in ensuring safety. Identify, locate hazards and the potential for danger. Awareness and visibility will assist the rider in making a safe and responsible decision given the following circumstances. Vehicles sharing the road with you may move quickly and unexpectedly. A rider's reaction to uncertain traffic conditions must be both quick and accurate to minimize the likelihood of an accident. Animals and pedestrians create additional stress for riders and increase the potential for danger. Their unpredictable nature may influence and alter riding strategy. Stationary objects include potholes, guardrails, bridges, roadway signs, hedges, and vegetation. These objects will not move into your path but may complicate your riding strategy. Decide. Make a decision on how to act based upon the types of hazards or conflicts you may encounter. The following measures can be taken to help minimize the hazard or conflict. Communicate your presence to fellow motorists with the assistance of vehicle lighting, equipment, and clothing. Adjust vehicle speed to the traffic conditions and hazards which are present. The traffic environment will dictate whether to accelerate, slow down, or come to a stop. Adjusting vehicle position will depend upon the nature of the hazard and space cushion available to the rider. Changing lanes, lane position, or direction may minimize the potential for being injured in an accident. Execute. Follow through on the decision you have made. Make a commitment to riding within your ability or skill level. Rely. Rely on this process to create a safe riding environment. Riders are encouraged to routinely incorporate the SPIDER process and defensive riding strategy to avoid potentially dangerous or fatal driving situations. The road ahead. Experienced and responsible riders focus their attention on the road ahead. This practice of routinely looking well ahead limits the rider's exposure to dangerous or hazardous driving conditions. In the city, it is recommended that a rider look from one half block to one full block ahead. On the highway, it is recommended that a rider look as far ahead as possible while maintaining cycle control. Establishing an adequate space cushion between vehicles gives the rider plenty of time to adjust to the traffic environment. Having an adequate space cushion helps the rider avoid panic stops or sudden swerves that can pose an even greater danger. It is recommended that a rider keep the following travel tips in mind. Constantly check road surfaces for slippery spots, bad bumps, broken pavement, loose gravel, wet leaves, or objects lying in the road. Pay particular attention on curves and ramps where oil and gravel are known to collect. Use vehicle size to your advantage and make the necessary adjustments. Looking past and through vehicles traveling ahead which are stopping or attempting to turn limits the potential for an injury or accident. Use added caution when approaching intersections and areas of heavy congestion. Monitor pedestrian and vehicle traffic that may enter your path of travel from side streets or driveways. In heavy traffic where the potential for injury increases, focus on finding an escape route which offers the most protection. The road behind. While it is important to monitor vehicle traffic and hazards ahead, a rider cannot afford to ignore situations that may develop behind. Vehicles traveling behind the rider pose an equally grave danger. The rider must recognize the potential for being struck from behind and seriously injured. Responsible riders must do more than simply checking vehicle mirrors. The ability to anticipate vehicle lane changes while safely adjusting riding behavior comes only through riding experience. However, riders of all skill levels can reduce the risk of being seriously injured or killed by riding defensively. Using your mirrors. Checking vehicle mirrors is a critical component in riding safety. It is recommended that riders frequently check mirrors as part of their on-road riding routine. Like passenger motor vehicles, all motorcycles have blind spots that can impair or distort vehicle visibility. Checking vehicle mirrors every few seconds will enable the rider to respond appropriately and safely when traffic conflicts or hazards arise. Traffic conditions are constantly changing, so it is important that a rider recognize and use vehicle mirrors in the following situations. Pay particular attention when slowing the cycle or coming to a sudden stop, as vehicles following behind may be unaware of the action a rider has taken. If the vehicle following behind is dangerously close, it may be best for the rider to continue moving forward to avoid serious injury. Intersections pose the greatest danger for the motorcycle rider and should be approached with extreme caution. An intersection is any location where traffic may cross a rider's path of travel. Vehicles following closely behind may be unaware of the hazard or danger facing the rider, thereby reducing the space cushion available and jeopardizing rider safety. Prior to changing lanes, a responsible rider exercises caution and incorporates a head turn to visually check for vehicles that may be approaching or attempting to pass. An experienced rider recognizes that vehicles traveling behind may not be expecting a sudden turn at locations such as intersections, side streets, and driveways. Many motorcycles are equipped with rounded convex mirrors. These mirrors allow greater visibility of the road behind but conversely make objects appear farther away than they actually are. If your motorcycle has convex mirrors and you are unfamiliar with their use, practice until you become a good judge of distance. Keeping your distance. It is extremely important that a rider maintain an adequate cushion of space between vehicles. Increasing the distance between vehicles will provide the rider with additional time that may be needed to safely avoid a traffic hazard. The experienced rider recognizes that space is the best protection against being seriously injured or killed in a motor vehicle accident. Distance in front. Motorcycles do not require the same stopping distance as other motor vehicles. However, it is recommended that riders subscribe to the 2-second distance rule developed to help riders avoid potentially dangerous situations. On the road ahead, pick a fixed object like a signpost or tree. When the vehicle in front of you reaches that object, count out 1-1000, 2-1000. If you reach the object before you count 2, you are following too closely. Slow down until you have put enough distance between you and the other vehicle. This rule provides riders with additional reaction time that may be needed to address adverse traffic conditions. A larger cushion of space may be needed if the traffic and road conditions are unfavorable to the rider. If the area of travel is unfamiliar, heavily congested, or the pavement is slippery, it is recommended that riders subscribe to a 4-second, or more, distance rule. This added cushion of distance is valuable and may be necessary given the traffic conflict or hazard facing the rider. Distance behind. Many motorcycle riders acknowledge that vehicles travel too closely behind. Should this tailgating situation arise, increase the stopping distance between the vehicles ahead to ensure that a proper space cushion exists in the event of an emergency or traffic hazard. If the opportunity presents itself, change vehicle lanes, allowing the motorist's vehicle to safely pass. Distance to the side. Because of vehicle size, motorcycle riders have the unique ability to change positions within their lane of travel while managing space to the sides, thus creating a greater cushion of space. This added flexibility offers the rider an opportunity to maintain the margin of safety required for safe operation. An experienced and responsible rider changes positions as traffic conditions change. The following are situations that may require a change in lane position. Passing. When attempting to pass a vehicle, position the cycle in the left portion of the travel lane at a safe following distance to increase rider visibility. Prior to activating your signals, check for oncoming traffic and potential road hazards. When there is sufficient space, use vehicle mirrors and a quick head check to gauge traffic conditions behind and to the sides of the motorcycle before signaling and accelerating to the desired lane of travel. Quickly pass through the operator's blind spot. Once safely past the vehicle, again use vehicle mirrors and head checks to gauge traffic conditions before signaling and returning to your original lane of travel. Being passed. When being passed by a vehicle, position the cycle in the center of the travel lane. This added cushion of space prevents the rider from being sideswiped by passing vehicles or inadvertently struck by road objects and debris. Traveling in the center of the travel lane further protects the rider from wind shear or gusts created by larger vehicles, which can significantly alter cycle control and stability. Intersections. Statistically, intersections are one of the most dangerous areas of travel for motorcycle riders. When approaching an intersection, select a lane position that increases cycle visibility. If a vehicle can enter your path of travel at an intersection, assume that it will. Remain alert and search for vehicles turning ahead or into your path of travel. Pass with caution and adjust cycle speed to a level that promotes safe and responsible operation. Parked vehicles. When passing parked vehicles, position the cycle in the left portion of the travel lane to avoid problems caused by either operators exiting their vehicles or pedestrians stepping between vehicles. Cautiously approach vehicles pulling away from curbs or parking spaces. The potential for injury with vehicles making U-turns presents yet another danger to the rider. To increase rider safety, maintain an adequate space cushion and maximize the benefits of lane position. Lane sharing. It is recommended that motorcycle riders avoid sharing lanes with other vehicles. All motor vehicles are permitted to use the full lane of travel to ensure safe operation. Motorcycle riders are prohibited from riding alongside motor vehicles within a marked travel lane. Position the cycle in the center of the travel lane to discourage motorists from attempting to squeeze by the cycle. Motorists are more prone to this type of behavior when traveling in heavy traffic, passing vehicles, turning, and entering or exiting highways. Further, a responsible rider recognizes the potential for injury and avoids traveling between rows of stopped motor vehicles. Cars alongside. It is recommended that motorcycle riders avoid riding alongside other motor vehicles. Experienced riders recognize that vehicles traveling in the adjacent lane may unexpectedly change direction, forcing the rider into a potentially dangerous situation. Adjust cycle speed until a proper and adequate cushion of space has been established between vehicles. Merging traffic. Do not assume that the operator of a motor vehicle will recognize your presence when merging onto a highway. Minimize the potential for danger by providing ample space to those motor vehicles entering your path of travel. Dangerous surfaces. Slippery and uneven surfaces, obstacles, railroad tracks, and grooves or gratings can significantly affect motorcycle traction and balance. Riders should avoid traveling on surfaces that provide poor traction. Slippery surfaces. Wet pavement, mud, snow and ice-covered roads, lane markings, steel plates, and manhole covers are all examples of surfaces that provide poor traction to the rider. To reduce the risk of being injured while traveling on slippery surfaces, a rider can take certain preventative measures. Reducing cycle speed on slippery surfaces is one preventative measure. A rider must recognize that slowing or stopping on slippery surfaces requires greater distance. When road conditions are unfavorable, it is particularly important that a rider further reduce cycle speed prior to entering a curve where skidding and loss of control are more probable. Avoiding sudden moves on slippery surfaces is a second preventative measure. A sudden change in direction or speed may result in a cycle skid or loss of control, exposing the rider to even greater harm. On slippery surfaces, a rider should focus on accelerating, shifting gears, turning, and braking as smoothly as possible. If the slippery surface is small enough to safely traverse, riders are encouraged to hold in the motorcycle's clutch until safely past the hazard. Using both the front and rear brakes on slippery surfaces is a third preventative measure. A rider should have confidence in using the front brake even on slippery surfaces. Applying the brakes gradually will help prevent the wheels from locking and skidding. When traveling over icy surfaces, a rider should avoid braking until safely past the hazard. Experienced riders consistently search for the best possible pavement to travel. On slippery surfaces, riders should use added caution and aggressively search for hazards that may interfere with the safe operation of the motorcycle. Adjusting lane position and cycle speed may be necessary and prudent when surfaces are slippery. A good rider must be able to recognize the following surface hazards. When traveling on wet pavement, it is recommended that riders follow in the wheel tracks of motor vehicles ahead. Center lane travel may be hazardous due to the accumulation of oil left on the surface by passing motor vehicles. Riders should use added caution when approaching intersections and toll booths. When stopping or parking the cycle, be sure to search for oil spots that may cause feet to slip. Securing the proper footing will help prevent riders from losing their balance or falling. When approaching intersections, curves, or freeway entrance and exit ramps, be certain to remain away from the road's edge where dirt and gravel often collect. Choose a lane position that minimizes the risk of injury. Further recognize that rain, snow, and ice-covered surfaces pose a hazard until completely dry. Very slippery areas. It is strongly recommended that riders avoid snow and ice-covered surfaces. Experienced riders recognize that maintaining balance and cycle control are difficult on such surfaces. However, should the rider be unable to avoid such a surface, keep the cycle straight up and proceed as slowly as possible, with feet skimming the surface for added balance should the cycle begin to fall. If riding is impractical in sections, consider straddle walking the motorcycle to a more suitable surface.